Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew. And you, here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, at youtube.com/@thebetmgmnetwork. Everybody needs to like and subscribe to the page. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, we would love for you to like and subscribe to the page. 300 new YouTube subscribers off of my rant yesterday. So y'all did good. I don't have to go as intense or as hard as I did yesterday, but I'm still going to promote this. We're looking to get these numbers way up here. We know you're out there in our audience, whether you're listening live, whether you're watching live, watching after the fact, listening after the fact. Takes 10 seconds of your time. YouTube.com/@thebetmgmnetwork. Like and subscribe there. We are also on Twitch and heard on radio stations nationwide, and we are permanently in your hearts. And in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, I'm going to do my best singing voice here. We will survive! Will we survive? We barely survived last week, but survive we did thanks to the big right leg of Brandon Aubrey and the big old brain of Femi Abebefe. Talked us into the Dallas Cowboys last week against my New York football Giants. Today, on the show, Femi, Tyler, and myself. I want to say we'll finalize our play for Survivor this week, but I don't know if we're going to do that, because last week it took us two separate segments on two different days to decide that. But we will attempt to finalize our Survivor play this week to make it into week four in Survivor this NFL season. Femi also has his things for us to discuss in both the NFL and college football. I have not looked at the things. Bill sent a list earlier in our show chat. I did not look because I want to be surprised. The only thing that will not be a surprise is we have someone new doing the imaging for things. And I can't wait to hear what Brad Evans has cooked up for us here on this Thursday. Three tremendous guests will join us over the course of the show. NBC Sports betting analyst, the great Jay Croucher. Jay's award thoughts and bets for week three in the NFL. For the first time this NFL season, on the show, our pal, pro sports bettor, Rob Pizzola, the pizza man, returns to You Better You Bet at 6:20 p.m. Eastern. Pizza man will give us his bets for week three in the NFL. And 60 minutes from now, oh yeah, our friend, the great Ian Eagle, stops by. Ian Eagle returns to You Better You Bet 60 minutes from now, and I can't wait to talk to Ian about his new partnership with J.J. Watt in the NFL booth for CBS. All our bets for tonight will close the show. Bills and the Dolphins, side total and props, Thursday Night Football, Week 3 kicking off in Western New York. And today's social question, and I tweeted it earlier at the Costos, what is your best bet, you the listener, you the viewer, your best bet for Thursday Night Football with the Dolphins and the Bills? I got a lot of tweets from people. People tweeting me their best bet. Here's what I want. I want to take submissions from the real ones watching the show right now on YouTube and Twitch, specifically on YouTube. So you sons of bitches out there that are watching right now, and I love you. I use that as a term of endearment. What's your best bet for the people watching on YouTube and Twitch? What's your best bet for Dolphins and Bills? You type it in that YouTube chat. You type it in that Twitch chat. You subscribe to the show on those platforms, and you like the show on those platforms, and we will read your submissions, and we will shout you out. Coming up later in the show, your best bet for the Bills and the Dolphins. YouTube chat, Twitch chat. Bill Zimmerman reads them in the final hour, in the Power Hour. And we officially begin the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with Thursday Night Football, as the 2-0 Buffalo Bills get set to entertain the 0-2 Miami Dolphins. The dichotomy between these two teams, absolutely fascinating. One team looks like it's potentially getting set to pick 32nd in next year's NFL draft. And the other looks like it's getting set to potentially pick first. And the betting market reflects that. The Bills, an 11.5, a massive spread. 11.5 point home favorites. The total has been bet up, I believe. And I'm just going to do a quick double check here because this was on the move within the last like half hour. We are up a full point from 49.5 to 50.5 on the total. Ma'am, huge spread, and you understand why. And I want to be clear, before I get into anything else, Buffalo is not losing this game. Mike McDaniel is dead coach walking. Chris Greer is dead general manager walking. The Buffalo Bills are going to win this football game. And the reason why the Bills are going to win the football game, there's actually a bunch of reasons. And it goes back to what I talked about on the show over the course of the summer. And we posted it on the BetMGM Network Instagram page. It's on TikTok. I posted it on my personal account. And it gets interacted with multiple times a day, every day since then. Salty, sensitive Miami Dolphins fans in my mentions saying terrible things about me and my physical appearance, and my picks, and my voice, yada, yada, yada. I got super thick skin. Just don't talk about my hair. That's the one topic that's off limits. You can say anything else you want, just not my hair. And in that video, I said a number of things about the Miami Dolphins, all of which, by the way, proven to be true, but that's besides the point. All of which proven to be true. The Miami Dolphins can't tackle. The Miami Dolphins can't play physical. The Miami Dolphins can't convert in short yardage. The Miami Dolphins can't run block. The Miami Dolphins can't pass block. The Miami Dolphins can't play in the cold. The Miami Dolphins can't beat good teams. Other than that, man, they're awesome, aren't they? Love this team. The Miami Dolphins. This is not exactly Don Shula against Marv Levy. Marino against Jim Kelly. Yearning for the halcyon days of these two teams ruling the roost in the AFC East. This is not that. The Miami Dolphins, 0-2. Just an atrocious performance. Week one on the road against Indianapolis against the Colts, leading to a players-only meeting, unprecedented for a players-only meeting. After week one, absolutely ridiculous. You did get a better effort from the Dolphins last week in week two against the New England Patriots. But as we say on this show, like Jerry Eisenberg's book following the 1989 New York Football Giants season, there are no medals for trying. There are no moral victories. The Dolphins played better. The Dolphins gave way more of an effort. And the Miami Dolphins lost. And that final drive from Miami and Tua Tagovailoa was absolutely pathetic. They can't pass protect. Tua wants anything else in the world to happen other than getting hit. Devon Achane steps out of bounds on his way to potentially the game-winning touchdown. A pathetic final attempt from the Miami Dolphins. And perhaps no play encapsulates what we have seen thus far this season through two games for the Miami Dolphins. When following the Malik Washington return touchdown, immediately afterwards, as the Dolphins are loving life, here's Antonio Gibson going 90 yards on the ensuing kickoff for a touchdown. Miami finds itself at 0-2. And perhaps the final game tonight, perhaps, we'll see. I'm not inside the mind of Stephen Ross, thank God. Perhaps the final game for Mike McDaniel, perhaps the final game for overmatched general manager Chris Greer. On the other side of this game, things could not be more different. The Buffalo Bills, like fat cats, loving life, grinning like the Cheshire Cat. 2-0. Slamming division rival the Jets last week on the road, just destroying and humiliating one of their division rivals, the New York Jets. And in week one, the stirring comeback against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens in primetime. Josh Allen is your current MVP favorite at BetMGM. The Bills are the current favorite to win the Super Bowl at BetMGM. One team riding high. One team in the sky. The other grabbing shovels, digging, digging, and digging some more. Almost can't get low enough. The Buffalo Bills are going to win this football game tonight. The Bills are going to win. But why do I feel like this point spread is just a little too big? Now hear me out. Because everything that I said leading up to this point would lead you to believe Buffalo 40, Miami nothing. And it does feel like that, right? But this is the National Football League. And we know how things go in the National Football League. The ultimate game by game. The ultimate week by week league. But it's not just the, oh, well, the Dolphins have been so bad, no one wants them, now let's bet them. That's not the only reason why I think the Dolphins will cover the spread tonight. No. There's an on-field handicap here that leads me to thinking the Dolphins can keep this game a little closer than the betting market expects. And this number is gigantic. It's huge. 11.5 is a huge number for a team to be laying. Not that they can't cover, but again, hear me out. And remember what I said this offseason, this summer, leading up to the start of the year, as it regards the Buffalo Bills defense. I think the secondary stinks. And we can have a conversation a month from now, if and when Maxwell Hairston's back, their first-round pick out of Kentucky at the cornerback position. We can have that conversation then. But for now, nothing that's happened in the first 2 weeks of the season changes my mind about the Buffalo Bills defense. Nothing. They got rinsed by the Ravens in week one. And if they don't have that electric comeback to end the game, and Baltimore doesn't do what Baltimore does, what John Harbaugh does, what Lamar Jackson does in concert, who knows what we're saying right now. Now, yes, you had a way better defensive effort last Sunday against the Jets. That's Justin Fields, like, can't hit water if he falls out of a boat. Can't hit the broadside of a barn. Great. They shut down the Jets. What have we said about the Jets this entire offseason? The Jets will be an interesting team this year and will have success when they get to play with the lead. Didn't have the lead last week, and the Bills get to choke the game out. Don't get it twisted. The Bills' defense is not good. They're an undersized front, and the secondary is lacking talent. No Ed Oliver tonight, their best defensive lineman on the interior, and no Matt Milano, who for years has been an excellent coverage linebacker and an excellent linebacker in Sean McDermott's scheme. And I do think you will see the Miami Dolphins attack the middle of the field tonight with Devon Achane, with Jalen Waddle. Once it's announced that Jalen Waddle is definitely playing in the game, he's questionable. We expect Waddle to play. His props are up at BetMGM. May God have mercy on my soul. I'm betting the Dolphins to cover the spread tonight. On the other side, we'll talk about some big games coming up this weekend in the NFL, including the Cowboys and the Bears in Chicago.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Well, we've got guys in the building that know how his mind works, and so we had some information on just schematically how he liked to approach my offense in general and his feelings on Caleb. So I feel like we know what he knows, and you know we'll be just fine there.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That the voice of Chicago Bears head coach Ben Johnson. I got to be honest. I know it's been a rough start to the season for the Chicago Bears. And Bears fans are doing the, like, woe is me routine. We had our friend Danny Parkins on the show yesterday. And, like, Danny, and I understand where Danny's coming from. Bill Zimmerman, Jake Assam. We got a lot of Bears fans around these parts. And they're all really upset. And I get it. Brutal start to the Ben Johnson era. And Caleb Williams hasn't exactly looked great. The defense is a fiasco. It's a total disaster. I love everything that Ben Johnson has to say. All of it. Like when Ben Johnson says, we're not practicing like a championship level team right now. Some may read that and hear that and say, well, it's your job to get them to practice like a championship level team. These things don't happen overnight. Like, it takes coaches sometimes, and I'm not apologizing for him. Like, he might, maybe he sucks. I can't guarantee he's going to be great. Just that I like Ben Johnson's vibe. I think that he holds the players accountable. And I think that's something really important when it comes to winning games in the NFL. And we know that he can scheme them up with the best of them. A great offensive mind is Ben Johnson. And that's why this game on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys has so much more importance than just a regular week 3 game when you're 0-2. Obviously, any team that starts 0-2, you play in week 3. It's a massive, massive football game. Because you don't want to fall to 0-3. That's really easy to understand, right? The Bears desperately, desperately need a win. But this is way deeper than that. Deeper and deeper. Way, way down. Shout out to the Office Space fans out there. Because not only are the Bears looking to get off the schneid and win their first game of the season, not only is Ben Johnson trying to get the boo birds off his back, but he will be directly going against, as the head of the Chicago Bears offense, scheming it up, creating the game plan, calling the plays, against former Bears head coach, current Cowboys defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. So just imagine for a second, when you think about this game, what happens if the Bears offense sputters? And DeAndre Swift can't run the ball, which we've seen that movie before. And Caleb Williams struggles against the defense that Russell Wilson lit up like the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. What will everybody be saying on Sunday night and Monday about the wunderkind in Chicago, the offensive guru who couldn't out-scheme and couldn't beat the laughingstock of Chicago, Matt Eberflus, now running the defense in Dallas? The stakes in this one go way deeper for Ben Johnson than just trying to avoid 0-3. This game looms as a potential disaster in the court of public opinion for Ben Johnson. Current side and total in the game, Dallas a 1-point favorite, and this total all the way up to 50.5. This is why you watch and listen to the show all week long, because on Monday, Femi and I tell you when this is 48.5, 49, 49.5, you need to bet this over because the first digit in the total needs to start with the 5. It doesn't mean the bet's going to win, but you'd like to get the best of the number, right? If you're going to make a bet, you'd like to beat the market. Like, we are going to beat the market in this game with our bet on the over. If you bet anything where the first digit's a 4, we are going to beat the market. And one of the reasons why we like the over is because of this Cowboys offense going up against the Bears defense. Chicago's defense is a mash unit. Already this season, things are not looking good for the Chicago Bears defense. I actually, like, and I can rattle everything off the top of my head. I've got that kind of brain. When it comes to things that I care about, like the NFL, I don't know that I could remember all of these. So I've just brought up the Wednesday Bears injury report. I don't think we have a Thursday Bears injury report yet. This is from yesterday. TJ Edwards, Kyler Gordon, Grady Jarrett, Jalen Jones, all didn't practice. We know Jalen Johnson's going to be out for the season. And Gordon and Edwards didn't practice today. Grady Jarrett's back in a limited fashion. He's clearly not healthy. Did you watch the Lions game on Sunday? And on the other side of the field, here's Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, a rejuvenated Javonte Williams, and I will take a big L, big time L, on the Javonte slander from this offseason because he looks great 2 years removed from season-ending injury in Denver. He looks awesome. And Clayton Adams, Dallas' offensive coordinator, coming over from Arizona, doing an awesome job. This offense has looked great to start the season. No surprise, we all expected it. Going up against a Bears defense ravaged by injury that just gave up 50-plus points to the Lions, and honestly, even worse, gave up 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns to J.J. McCarthy in week number one. Dallas's offense is going to score on Sunday. There is no question about it. So the question becomes, can Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, and the Chicago Bears offense score against a highly vulnerable Dallas Cowboys defense that looks likely to miss Deron Bland? And Trevon Diggs, the other starting corner, is sick to start the week. And not sick in the way like kids use the word, like in a good way. Sick like he's ill. Like not great. Isn't it interesting? Matt Eberflus was asked by John Machota of The Athletic, who covers the Cowboys there, about going back to Chicago to take on the Bears. And I thought this quote from Eberflus was I actually really liked it. And I think he's kind of a clown as far as a head coach is concerned, but I love this quote. This is from Matt Eberflus. You're always disappointed when you lose, about being Bears head coach, right? You're always disappointed when you lose because you put so much into it. The players put so much into it. You're most disappointed for the players. Once that settles in, then you work to the next day, the sun comes up, and you move forward. You learn, and you grow, and you keep going. That's what true grit is. That's what we're all about. Love that quote from Matt Eberflus. The problem is that his defense stinks. That his players are terrible. And that if Caleb Williams has his head screwed on even like 75% straight, the Bears should be able to score a ton of points in this game. The operative word there, the key word, is should. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, Caleb Williams actually played great last week against the Hawks. Okay, great. Or threw some bad interceptions and they couldn't convert a couple fourth downs. I'm not here for that. Let me tell you why Caleb Williams played great in the game. No, like, stop. Like, Caleb Williams has not been good to start this season. But if there were ever a tonic to cure his ails, it would be Matt Eberflus and that Cowboys defense on Sunday in Soldier Field with Ben Johnson dialing up the plays. If I had to bet the game, side, I would only bet the Dallas Cowboys. I would only bet the Cowboys. Because I know what I'm going to get from Dak Prescott and the Cowboys offense. I don't know what I'm going to get from Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears offense in terms of output. Is Caleb going to miss tons of wide open receivers? Is he going to throw the ball to the other team? Here's what I think I know about the Bears offense in this game. And I can't say I know for sure because I'm not inside Ben Johnson's head. I'm not 100% sure how this is going to go. The Bears to this point in the season have been utterly unable to run the ball. An extraordinarily inefficient rushing attack with DeAndre Swift. Look at what Russell Wilson. Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson, was able to do last week against the Cowboys. 450 yards through the air. I would be shocked if the Bears' game plan was not to come out and throw and throw and throw some more. Now, I don't know if Caleb's going to complete these passes. I don't know. Maybe he just stinks. And we're going to see the secret agent man sooner rather than later. Because the Bears, they can't go on like this. If they don't have faith in Caleb Williams to complete the forward pass, and he can't do it against this defense. But I think you're going to see the Bears air it out early and often in this game. Caleb Williams' pass attempts number at BetMGM, 33.5. I think he's in the high 30s, maybe even the 40s in this game on Sunday. Because that's how they're going to score, and they're going to have to keep up with Dallas. I feel good about the over. Because I think Dallas is going to score into the 30s in this game, and I think the Bears can score enough on their and do enough on their end to get this over. I can't bet the Bears, because I don't know what I'm going to get from Caleb, and I don't want to bet Dallas, just in case Caleb has got it in him. But the over and that Caleb prop, those will be bets that I will be on for this game on Sunday. And if Ben Johnson gets out-dueled and out-chess-matched by Matt Eberflus, the pitchforks are going to be out. The talk radio will be entertaining, incendiary, and hysterical. And it won't be a good week for Bears head coach Ben Johnson. Even if they don't win, that offense better play well on Sunday. You bet on this Thursday. Sunday night football, Giants and the Chiefs at MetLife Stadium. The Chiefs 6.5-point road favorites. And the Giants getting a pretty decent piece of injury news today and yesterday. Andrew Thomas continues to work his way back from a foot injury. And it's possible that Thomas will make his season debut on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I want to be clear before I go further. What I'm about to say is entirely contingent upon Thomas playing on Sunday. You can disregard this point if Thomas does not play. The Giants, by virtue of James Hudson's idiocy at the beginning of last Sunday's game against the Cowboys, where he committed like 19 penalties on the opening drive, and that's only a slight exaggeration, to the point where they had to pull him out of the game. And he's the backup, and they had to pull him. The Giants found something out. And it's that fifth-round rookie offensive tackle, Marcus Bowe, is actually awesome. That Marcus Bowe, you know, Arrow's brother, he's really good. The Giants have an opportunity to actually field if Thomas plays on Sunday. You got to get Marcus Bowe into the lineup. I don't care who it comes at the expense of. Marcus Bowe needs to play. If the Giants are going to field a competent offensive line, and you know, like, I rarely have a desire to bet my favorite team. I'm not a homer. Not even close. If they're going to field a competent offensive line, this is a huge number for the Chiefs to be favored by on the road. Huge number. We'll see about Xavier Worthy's status. We feel like he's probably going to play, and that does bring an element of explosion to the Chiefs' offense. You're telling me the Giants can't cover 6.5 against the Kansas City team that has struggled to pull away from opponents since last year when they went 15-2 and lost in the Super Bowl? So I'm not ready to make this bet yet on my New York football Giants. I still have more to be determined, as they say in the Bible, more shall be revealed. But if we feel like Andrew Thomas is going to play and Bo's going to be in the lineup, this Giants offensive line could be cooking a little bit for the first time in a long time, and the Giants could cover the spread on Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. On the other side, we will attempt to survive another week. Femi Abebefe, Tyler Morales join me, and we will look to finalize our Week 3 Survivor play in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
On the way, it is! trusted him. Wow. Never a doubt.
46 to try and win this thriller.
Aubrey got it into overtime and now wins it.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, baby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
This music always makes you feel good, but especially when you survive. Bring it up, Jake. Texting Tyler privately. What a jerk Femi is. How stupid is Femi? The only people stupider than Femi, us. Because we listen to Femi on the Dallas Cowboys. And then the Cowboys get the job done and beat my New York football Giants. And we survive another week. Femi and Tyler will join me in a second. And we will finalize our survivor play for week number three. But we want everybody to please download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. You can catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's breakdown of various NFL award markets, Coach of the Year, Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year, all on today's edition of You Better You Bet. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, subscribe, leave a five-star review, download, etc. We also want everybody to like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@ the BetMGM Network, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. We are taking your submissions now, your best bet for the Dolphins and the Bills on YouTube and on Twitch. We will read the best results a little later in the show. Like and subscribe. We know you're there. We see the numbers. We have the biggest audience we've ever had, which is awesome. I hope that I get to say that in perpetuity, because I get to say that every year we've ever done the show, that the audience is bigger, which is awesome. So please support us on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And support our show sponsor, BetMGM. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Femi Abebefe with me. Femi, I would like to apologize again for my conduct during the Cowboys-Giants game on Sunday. I still feel ashamed for the way I conducted myself.
Hey, as I texted you, we're going to survive. Apology accepted. Now we move on to week three. We got to survive week three to get to week four because it's two down, 18 to go. Because as we've said and outlined before the start of the season, our survivor pool, a little bit different. Thanksgiving is its own week. Christmas is its own week. So it's not the usual 18 weeks. It's 20 weeks for us. So we're well on our way. Hopefully we can survive this week and get closer to that big pot of money that is upwards of $18 million.
Oh, man.
I mean, if you imagine, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just, I'm just trying to, because I always think, because I live in New York, and in New York, like, they just take all your money. Like, how much of my money gets taken away? Yeah, just like all of it. Yeah, it's awesome. Tyler's also in a state where they love to take your money in New Jersey. Tyler, did you share my feeling on Sunday? Be honest, because you were always just trying to be like, oh, you know, it's not done yet. I was angry at Femi. Were you angry at Femi?
No, not really. I mean, you texted us in the first quarter, like, oh, we lost.
It was
like,
it's over.
And then, I just said, there's a whole lot of ball game left. In the second quarter, you texted me, started blaming me for not convincing Femi to pick the Arizona Cardinals. So you were just blaming everybody here.
Yeah.
But it was, for some reason, the way that game was playing out, I never really, when the Cowboys had the ball down three, I always thought Aubrey was going to tie the game. I wasn't really worried about that. Overtime was a little different, but
you're such a liar. I literally texted you that Aubrey's going to miss like a 70-yarder as time expires, and you wrote me back like, absolutely. What are you, just pandering to me?
That was kind of like, you know, one of those reverse jinxes that
are you a panda bear? Are you pandering to me? Should we get you some eucalyptus here? Do you not speak your mind? I don't understand.
No, I mean, in the moment, I was a little stressed, but, like, did I really think Aubrey was not going to make a game-tying field goal? No, he does that all the time, but I was a little concerned in overtime. I actually thought the Cowboys were going to come back in that game, just overtime. Who knows what was going to happen, but thankfully they won. Thankfully they won, we'll say that.
I did blame everybody. You guys should start a support group with my wife. I wonder what the topic of conversation would be. All right. This week, week number three in the NFL, I think,
oh
Tyler,
gosh.
I think like Femi has to lead it off, right? He's 2 for 2, right?
It's all him.
Femi, the floor is yours.
Sorry, I was just reading. I went back in our text message thread reading some of these texts from like 30 minutes into the game.
Yeah, it was bad. Listen, I was an idiot.
At 10:28 West Coast time, Nick Costos officially nervous.
Well, I mean, like, were you not? That one I think is fair.
I mean, I said Cowboys totally got screwed. I think this was on like an OPI or something like that. Or no, it was on the delay of game when they went for it, I think on like fourth
that
down
was
or whatever.
A crazy call. It was like a barely hit zero. You're always supposed to get a beat there. Like the Cowboys actually did get jobbed on that call.
Yeah, that was bad. Like the whole time, like I was very mad at Dak Prescott. I was like, hey, he's itching to throw an interception. But yeah, for the most part, I feel like I was a pretty steady hand in this whole thing. And then the real sweat became in the fourth quarter. Like a part of me in the fourth quarter did think that, oh my goodness, we might have stepped in it here. But thankfully we got there. We don't need to rehash that. Let's look forward though. Week three. So far, through 2 weeks, the teams that we've used, Jacksonville Jaguars, Dallas Cowboys. Thankfully, we don't have to think about them anymore going forward with Survivor. And once again, like I said at the start of the segment, we have Thanksgiving and Christmas considerations. Those are two separate weeks, so we have to keep those teams in mind. For me, my big board, I have six teams written down for my board. I'll start in reverse order. At number six, I have Atlanta. At number five, I have Baltimore.
My brain can't handle this. Let's just start. Please. Just for my benefit.
Well, I'm just laying
no,
out
no,
the options.
I don't want to start in reverse order.
You just want my number one?
Please. And I'll speak for the audience here. I'm guessing like I'm dumb, and like maybe you are also listening. I would prefer to start with one and work down from there as opposed to six and go to one here. Like this is like a Wheel of Fortune or something. Go ahead.
I'm not going to even read off the rest. I'm just going to tell you the number one pick, and then we'll just organically talk about the other teams because I'm sure you guys are thinking about them as well.
Okay.
I think we go tonight and we go with the Buffalo Bills, which is pretty contrarian of how I usually play. But I think that a team as big of a favorite as Buffalo is, I think we get ahead of folks looking to save them for next week when they play New Orleans and the week after that when they play New England. So they have three straight home games. Tonight, then it's home New Orleans, home New England. I think this is a chance to get ahead and kind of zig when others zag because there's a handful of 6-point favorites this week. Let's go Buffalo tonight, and then we'll figure out the rest next week.
So I'll let Tyler give his opinion here. I think that there's no lock any given Sunday or Thursday or Monday or whatever. Yep. Anything can happen. Or if Christmas is on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. The biggest lock of those three games is next week for Buffalo, though.
Correct.
Like
with New Orleans. They'll be like almost a two-touchdown favorite.
Tyler?
So I thought this week was Buffalo is one of my top ones here because I just like Femi said, I feel like everyone's going to pick the Saints next week. I mean, again, them against the Saints next week. Green Bay, maybe, but now on the road, Tucker Kraft might be injured. We don't know if he's going to play, so I don't know how much I like Green Bay. This is a tough week. I thought we want to save the Chiefs, so I'm good at picking Tampa Bay against the Jets. I'm assuming Tampa Bay is going to be like maybe the most popular pick this week.
Buffalo is my number one. That. With all the injuries that Tampa has now.
Yeah.
So they my top two is Buffalo board, and then Tampa.
Now. No, but I don't think we can take if Tampa like they're down three offensive linemen now and Ibuka hasn't practiced.
I don't
think
we can do it anymore.
If Tampa's healthy, I agree. I don't know if I can get and I like Tyrod more than Fields.
Yeah, I had Tampa 2 this morning on my board, but now with all this injury, they put two offensive linemen on the IR. Now they're now like down to 4. And I kind of want to just cross them off. I don't even want to consider them this week. That game, I would not shock me if the Jets just won outright. And like we actually saw an underdog bark this week. I'm out on Tampa. My number 2 is actually Kansas City, is my 2. But my issue, what's holding me back with the Chiefs is one, they play on Christmas. So we have to.
We need to save them, by the way. But we need to save them for when they're awesome, I feel Christmas. Like.
And also that, save them for when they're awesome, but 100% of the people, of course, that are still left have not used them since they've lost 2 games. So, like, I think other people, there's more chance that people start using Kansas City now, must-win game against the Giants. It's not a terrible spot, but Thanksgiving, Christmas, they play on both of those days, so that's why they're not the top spot. And Buffalo, big favorite, no holiday consideration.
All right, you bet on this Thursday. Okay, I think we should probably do Buffalo, but there's a couple other things here that I want to bring up. If we wanted to be men.
Oh, boy.
Like, real masculine men. One team comes to mind. And the only reason why it's one as opposed to two is because we already use Dallas. The Denver Broncos.
No. I cannot.
I don't think I can.
I'm all for risk. This seems unnecessary. Like, and I'm also the guy that was like, hey, Jacksonville week one, we got to do it. Like, and some people might have thought that was unnecessary. I think this is unnecessary. On the road as a dog, I can't do it. No, I cannot.
Okay. Do we want to stay away from Steelers-Patriots? I'm guessing yes.
Yeah. Talking to New England, maybe. but okay. I kind of want to stay away.
All right. So now I think we have two choices then. I don't want to do Green Bay.
I don't either. And they also play on Thanksgiving, which I don't know if we'll ever use them, but just in case, I don't want to use them.
Okay, so we have Buffalo or Atlanta.
Tyler, what do you think about the Falcons?
Are we worried about the defensive injuries? I guess that's the only one concern. Because if Bryce Young is stayed up, I guess he could shred this defense if James Pierce, we don't know about him, on the defensive side. I do like Atlanta. They were in my top 4, but I just think Buffalo was such a layup that was my number 1.
Who's more likely to win? Buffalo or Atlanta?
Oh, it's Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Like, I know what you're saying, but I think it is Buffalo. Atlanta's still Michael Penix Jr.'s, like, 6th start. Josh Allen's had, like, 6 seasons of 40 touchdowns.
But I just want to say this. Like, the whole thing with going against Carolina, it's, like, never about the other team. Like, it's about Bryce
But it's Young. Their home opener. They haven't played a home game yet.
Yeah, and they're missing a guard and they're horrible. Well, we're going to finalize this later in the show at 5:20.
Yes.
But we start hour number 2 with friend of the show, the great Ian Eagle.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.